Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sabrina Carpenter, of course, singer. Really interesting read in the Irish Independent today by Saoirse Hanley, who is with me on the programme. Because, Saoirse, you feel Sabrina Carpenter's music is a little bit too sexy at the moment. And I suppose questioning, do celebrities have to be role models? Why is that?
Yeah, it's something that kind of I was thinking about a lot in listening to the album. Because, first of all, it's a great album. I've listened to it kind of non-stop since it came out. And as I was listening to it, and obviously like a lot of Sabrina Carpenter's brand, particularly in the last couple of years, has been like very overtly sexual and very kind of forthcoming with that. And it really struck me as something that, first of all, I thought was great, because I was like, God, it's refreshing that someone's like kind of letting her do this, in the sense that when you're somebody who's kind of come from child stardom, which she relatively has, you know, she was acting on the Disney Channel and stuff when she was quite young. And now she's kind of moved further into this, into the music industry, but also further into who she is as a 25-year-old. Like, it's surprising, I think, often when the team, obviously, you know, especially in America, the celebrities we're presented with often have teams working very hard on how that celebrity is presented to us. So to me, it struck me as surprising that the team that is behind the kind of the Sabrina Carpenter image was totally fine with all of that, in the sense that I think a lot of the times there's an expectation for young female celebrities who have used to have quite a young audience to continue to cater to that young audience as they get older. And it hasn't really been the case here. And that's kind of a good thing, because, you know, if she so wants to sing about all of these great times she's having, then, you know, more power to her, is kind of my vision on it.
So is it just a sort of an automatic elevation that happens to celebrities, whether they be actresses, singers, athletes, that we just regard them all as role models?
I think it's very easy for us to do that, because we're looking at them all the time, and we're getting such insight into their lives that we don't get into a regular person that we meet on the street. So we're getting so much info on these, on their lives, and we feel so entitled to it and to knowing everything. And that's obviously a whole other issue of celebrity. But I think that does sometimes result in having them, you know, stand up for something in our eyes. Like, even, you know, the conversations in the last while about who celebrities are endorsing in the presidential election, all that kind of stuff. But sometimes you just step back and be like, well, why is it that we expect celebrities to be our guiding star on politics or on ethics or on morals or on, you know, how the kind of stuff that the young people are consuming? Like, just because somebody has this position of visibility doesn't necessarily mean that we should all have to sit down and take note of what they're necessarily showing us. So I think there is an automatic progression to kind of being in the public eye and then being expected to kind of, I suppose, do with great power comes great responsibility thing, that being in that position almost automatically means that you have to do really well with it, and you have to always, I suppose, present to the people that are watching the best image of yourself. And it hasn't been the case traditionally. Like, we've seen plenty of particularly child stars that have gone, you know, quote, off the rails, or have, you know, diverged from that norm, or have, like that, leaned into something really sexual, or maybe they were, you know, had problems with drinks or with drugs or any of that. And then suddenly it's like, well, now they're these fallen people or these fallen women that we can't possibly follow and that children shouldn't be, you know, keeping up with. And I think that we sometimes forget that the people that we're looking at in that light are also just human. They're also just, you know, they're just adults who are just going about life like the rest of us. Well, we just are privy to their every move.
Yes. Sabrina Carpenter, I suppose a lot of people would have known her kind of as the former Disney Channel child star, really. Well, that's kind of really where she came from, isn't it? It's certainly where she sort of would have generated a lot of her public profile initially.
Yeah, it's definitely where she would have kind of climbed up from. And obviously she's now moved really away from not only that image, but also from that area. You know, she's not reacting anymore, and she's just kind of really full on this pop star trajectory.
She's a young audience, hasn't she, really? Like, she'd have a lot of younger teens, I suppose, and younger children kind of would be big followers of her music.
It is the interesting thing about people like her. So she's now 25, which means that the people that are consuming her music or that are keeping up with her, who will be going to the tour when she comes here next spring, they could be anything from kids who did watch her on Disney or, you know, I'm like myself, I'm 27. I'm loosely aware of her. I was loosely aware of her at the time because I have younger siblings who would have watched her when she was on TV. But then there's people older than me again who are fans of her music. So you end up with this really wide ranging demographic. And I suppose it's just about like, well, who are you serving your music to? Because ultimately, you're never going to make music that's relatable to someone who's 30, that's also relatable to someone who's 14. Mm. And I don't necessarily believe that the onus should be on you to only cater to something that is sanitized enough or clean enough or suitable enough for a 14-year-old to listen to, because then you're closing yourself off to the rest of your audience. And you see it all the time with celebrities and singers and chicks that move away from that. Like I was thinking recently about, like, you know, when Zayn Malik left One Direction and it was this huge thing. And one of the first statements he gave when he left One Direction was like, oh, well, I want to sing about more grown up things. And what he really meant was I want to sing about sex. And he felt like he couldn't do that under the guy. I mean, you know, there's plenty of songs that I listened to when I was younger that certainly with an adult ear now, you know, you were singing all kinds of things your parents probably didn't want you singing, but you move on from that.
It's sort of a lot of eyebrows have kind of been raised with Sabrina Carpenter's new album. That's really the kind of the talking point around this. Some parents felt there was a little bit too much explicit adult content.
Yeah, because, you know, you can take away the curse words from songs, that's fine, but you can't take away you can't take away the lyrics that are, you know, about trying out XYZ new position or, you know, having great sexual chemistry with this person. And there's, you know, an entire song about how she likes this person so much she's willing to be Juno, you know, referencing the film wherein Elliot Page plays a pregnant person. Like, it's all these kinds of other parts. There's undeniably, like, it's really her whole brand at the minute is having this really kind of sexy image. And while at first it's very easy to be like, oh God, like, you know, she shouldn't be doing that because people are listening, to also then kind of ricocheting to the other side of being like, absolutely, why shouldn't she? You know, she's 25, she's got all this money, all this success, she's got this, hopefully, you know, this great lifestyle. Why shouldn't she be celebrating that part of her life too?
Didn't Britney Spears, like, wasn't the same criticism sort of levelled at her years ago when she came from the Mickey Mouse Club originally and launched her singing career with the song and the video, I suppose, in particular, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Like, she kind of had the same commentary.
Yeah, she did. And I think people really struggled to kind of grapple with this idea of this child star grown up, this person who was, you know, this pinnacle of, especially when it comes to Disney, I think it's very easy to get caught up in the, like, certainly in the 2000s, there was such a purity culture, like, you know, the Jonas Brothers of purity rings and all this kind of stuff. Like, there was very much an atmosphere of that. And it's kind of, I suppose all of these issues are a product of that. But I think what's different about Sabrina Carpenter in particular is that, like, we have moved on a lot since the early 2000s in, you know, some ways we really haven't, but in a lot of ways we have, in particular in, you know, understanding, like, female pleasure and understanding, like, women wanting to access that and being able to talk about that and breaking down some of the taboos around that. And I think that should, by rights, mean that somebody is able to make art like that. But I think there's still maybe something that does make us, you know, get our shoulders up a little bit and think, oh my God, what about the kids, you know?
Social media influencer Lisa, Modern Irish Mom, is with us here in the programme as well. Lisa, do you think, like, do celebrities have to be role models?
Short answer, no. I think celebrities are normal people who got lucky in life. Unless they're solely marketing themselves as a child entertainer, then the onus and responsibility can be on them. But I mean, Sabrina Carpenter, I know nothing about her, bar she used to go out with the guy who shot the cat in Love Hate.
Very cool. Yeah.
She, you know, she has no onus on or responsibility to any parent. You know, she's a young woman. She's doing her thing. The Disney thing is way behind her now. And it always, I think, the onus goes back onto the parent on who becomes the child's role models.
So in this instance, where it's the parents who are critical of Sabrina Carpenter's maybe new look or her brand or her kind of new image at the moment, the parents have no right to be critical of this.
No, No, absolutely, absolutely not. You know, it's up to the parents to guide children in and differentiate to children what the word celebrity is and what the word role model is. And both of them don't go hand in hand necessarily. Mm. Like, you know, you can have, I'd rather show my boys, you know, local role models, like the guy in from the local town who made it onto the Ireland soccer team, and, you know, things like that, and show them more tangible, realistic things than someone living la-la lifestyle over in, you know, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, and that, it all brings back to the parents. You know, you are responsible for rearing your children in, like, what outlooks they have, what influences they have. And, of course, like, my sons, they all want to be Messi, Ronaldo and all that, and we'll buy the jerseys. But, I mean, we don't follow, like, they don't follow their lifestyle down to, like, you know, where they're going and what they're doing and whatever. And that is where the parents should step in and, you know, do kind of give another realistic, you know, like, role model. Like I said, there is a local guy that plays, you know, for me, that plays with Ireland, and they're fascinated by him. And he's really, like, you know, it's things like that, the local GAA player. That is where the differentiation between celebrity and role models comes in. And I don't think any celebrity has any onus or responsibility in being your child's role model.
Psychiatrist Brendan Kelly is joining us as well, Lisa and Saoirse. Do we look for role models, Brendan?
We do. We yearn for role models, and we always have, in stories, you know, in myths, in religion, and more recently, obviously, in cinema and in music and with celebrity culture and online culture. We absolutely yearn for role models, people that we might wish to be like, and we tend to be non-differentiating. We just, you know, we don't tend always to break it down the way we should, like Saoirse and Lisa are suggesting there, and noting some people do some things very well, we can want to emulate that, but maybe they don't do everything well, they're not perfect people. But it can be difficult to keep that balance, you know, with glittery, shiny figures like the celebrities you're talking about.
Why do we look to them? Like, why do we tend to look to celebrities? Well, it's just they're the people we see the most of.
Yes, it is. We look to all kinds of people. Obviously, parents are the biggest role models of all. And those of us who are parents have this awesome responsibility. And sometimes these terrifying moments when our children suddenly sound like us. And we think, oh, my goodness, what have we done? What have we shown them? Yeah, but parents are the biggest role models simply because we're there. But then there comes a rebellion, or the person looks for something outside of the family. And, you know, visible figures like singers and influencers or movie stars or sports stars, they're all there ripe for the picking as role models. I guess the parents' job in the case of children is to make them see that, you know, these people have particular skills, be it in football or sport or music or acting, but not necessarily to be emulated in all aspects of their lives.
Yeah, Lisa, do you find, you know, with your own kids, I know you have a couple of kids and they're probably maybe a little bit young at the moment, but they are kind of looking to social stars, are they, or sports stars?
Well, I have four boys between the age of 9 and 13, so it's all sports stars for them. But like what was just said there, I do think it is like the parents' responsibility to point out to them they are sports stars or singers or celebrities. Facets of their life is to be admired, but, you know, not... don't believe everything you read and everything you see, basically. And I suppose it's up to the parent to, like, open the eyes of the child to see, like, you know, all that lifestyle doesn't happen overnight, and it's hard work and all that kind of thing. So yeah, that's basically where I stand on.
Yeah, Saoirse, what reaction have you got to this finally?
I did get comment back where somebody said that's all well and good, but we also shouldn't allow them to be a word that begins with W that I can't say on the radio, but referencing, you know, we're a derogatory term for a sex worker, that we can't expect, we don't want them to do that either. But again, it's just more villainization of somebody that's open about something. You know, we already have conflicting images about when women can and can't be like, woohoo, sex, yay. So I think that's always going to be a problem. But that's most of the kind of pushback so far, is just saying that, you know, that's
that's too extreme.
Listener here says Sabrina's owning her own sexuality instead of men dictating it, so I say good for her. Another texter, more fool anybody who uses a celebrity as a role model in the first instance. 9 times out of 10, they're just acting the way they've been told to act. And finally, I have a 6 and a 9-year-old girl and they don't know who Sabrina Carpenter is. Now, my girls don't have phones or social media accounts. The parents are the role models, not the celebrities. I think regarding the songs, parents should explain that it's their art form and not them.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.